The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And this is what it sounded like overnight. Oh, yeah. Hail falling. It interrupted the sleep of some North Texans overnight. It was falling when I was getting ready for work this morning. And, of course, all of the animals in the house were freaking out. And as well as we were, we, you know, delayed our drive coming in because there was a lot of hail. And also, the roads were just left littered with debris and tree limbs. And of course, this heavy rain also caused some power outages and flight delays. 4,800 power outages in Dallas County, 8 delays coming out of DFW Airport. No cancellations, thankfully. 5 outbound flights from Love Field have also been delayed.
Our other top story, Fort Worth's school superintendent is going to need a new job, and the district is going to need a new super.
In something of a surprise last night, Angelica Ramsey handed in her resignation after trustees spent 4 hours in a secret session talking about her job performance. During public comment, Ramsey did have her supporters.
Dr. Ramsey engaged with me as if we were old acquaintances. What superintendent stops and answers every single email? Dr. Ramsey does.
Others, though, were clear in their criticism, saying Ramsey is a micromanager. In the end, the school board did not have to decide at all because Ramsey resigned at the end of that four-hour session. An interim will have to take over while the district searches for Ramsey's replacement. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now that an appeals court has turned down the attorney general's request to block the new gun ban at the State Fair of Texas, he says he's taking it to the Texas Supreme Court.
The 15th Court of Appeals made fast work without comment, rejecting Paxton's arguments 5 hours after receiving the last batch of legal papers. The case is over the fair's decision to ban guns following last year's shooting that wounded 3. Last week, a judge in Dallas refused to block the rule. It's the fair's argument that as a not-for-profit, it is independent of the government and has the right to ban guns. The papers say this is a private property rights dispute, not a fight over firearms. It's the Attorney General's claim that law-abiding citizens should not be denied the right to carry firearms to the fair. The fair starts Friday. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
For more than 80 years, Fletcher's Corny Dogs have been a beloved tradition when you go to the state fair.
I will meet customers and I'll ask them what brings you out today, and they have these memories that they love to share about, you know, what my parents brought me when I was little and theirs brought them.
Amber Fletcher says it's the 82nd year for the brand. This year, Fletcher's is partnering with Martin House Brewing in Fort Worth. Forget this, Fletcher's Mustard Beer.
All right, I'll have a sip, just to see,
just to experience.
One. UT Dallas is launching a project they say will bring arts and science together.
UT Dallas has cut the ribbon on the first part of its Athenaeum. President Richard Benson says these date to ancient Greece, helping the arts span subjects and expand cultural knowledge.
From my earliest days at UT Dallas, I have emphasized the importance of the arts to this university.
The first part of the Athenaeum includes 57,000 square feet of gallery space. Richardson Mayor Bob Doobie says UT Dallas has become an economic engine in the city.
I got goosebumps as soon as I got off the elevator and as I looked around. It was kind of like Friday Night Lights. It was lights, and it was special. The energy was jumping off the page.
UT Dallas has also broken ground on a second phase to include a performance hall and music building. A third part will include a museum. At UT Dallas, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, activist investor Elliott Management is escalating its boardroom battle with Southwest Airlines, saying it plans to request a special shareholder meeting as soon as next week. They want to overhaul the airline's leadership.
The next 24 hours are expected to be pretty critical for Southwest Airlines. The experiences that travelers have grown to love or hate over its 60-year history is expected to change drastically within the next year. So all of this is happening because of an investment firm called Elliott Management. Now, they have acquired enough Southwest stock and therefore power to call for leadership changes at the airline. Elliott says it wants to see changes in the airline's business model that would help bring in more money and drive up the share price. Southwest already said it would move away from open seating to assigned seating. They'll also start selling red-eye flights and premium premium seats with more legroom, and they've started showing up on search engines like Kayak and Google Flights for the first time ever.
At Love Field, NBC5's Alana Quillen goes on to say Southwest doesn't expect to furlough employees. Industry analysts, though, believe the changes could force Southwest to close some of its bases.
In other news, a Texas death row inmate who waived his right to appeal his sentence has been executed.
Travis Mullis's crime was despicable. In 2008, after having a fight with his girlfriend, he took off with his three-month-old son from Brazoria County and went to Galveston. He sexually abused the baby and stomped him to death. Mullis fled the state, was later arrested after surrendering to police in Philadelphia. Amanda Hernandez with the Texas prison system says in his last statement, he said,
Mullis thanked his friends for their support and correctional staff for the changes being made across the system to rehabilitate those incarcerated. He acknowledged his decision to expedite the execution process and apologized to the victim's family.
The execution was the fourth of the year in Texas. From the 24-hour news center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Local university known for its amazing music program receives its first time recognition on the international scale.
The University of North Texas College of Music is no stranger to receiving countless accolades and recognitions, but for the first time ever, they have been nominated for a Latin Grammy. Their North Texas Wind Symphony performance of Caribbean Bersas has earned its way on the list of potential winners in the Best Classical Contemporary Composition category. The track was conducted by world-renowned Eugene Migliaro Corporan and composed by Paquito de Rivera. Also performing on the track, Barcelona clarinet players. The 25th Annual Latin Grammy Awards will air live from Miami on Thursday, November 14th. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Fort Worth police conduct an online sting operation targeting sexual predators.
They called it Operation Heatwave. During the first part of August, officers went online looking for people who were trying to contact kids under the age of 17 for sexual conduct. They worked with several other law enforcement agencies, including police in Mansfield and Keller, plus state and federal agencies. 11 people are now facing charges as a result. Most of the suspects are from Fort Worth, Arlington, or Dallas, but one is from Australia. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In North Richland Hills, a couple is recovering in the hospital. This after being swarmed by bees.
The fire department got a call that a couple on Cross Drive were being attacked by bees in the area. Because of the amount of bees, local beekeepers had to be called in to help the fire department transport an elderly man and woman to the hospital. The man has been listed in critical condition. The beekeepers had to deal with multiple hives and wasp nests to make sure that nobody else was stung in the area. No word on how the nests got disturbed in the first place. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Cowboys standout CeeDee Lamb broke his silence for the first time since Sunday's spotlighted exchange.
After a fiery exchange on the sideline in Sunday's loss to the Ravens, Cowboys star wideout CeeDee Lamb took accountability.
Quite honestly, I failed myself, and obviously I failed the team just as far as producing and being that game-breaker player for the team and obviously the guy that they can lean on. And I kind of let the game get to my head a little bit.
CeeDee and the boys take on the Giants tomorrow night. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.